from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's listen to Joe Lacob. He owns the Warriors. And he had this to say at Summer League on ESPN about Brinken Pinkemski. Take a listen.
He was a revelation, to be quite honest. I mean, he's one of the, all rookie team top 5 in the league. He started a whole bunch of games for us. Steve had troubles getting him off the floor. I mean, he had to have him on the floor. He was so good. He does so many things well. He's ultra confident. He's got an NBA body. He can get wherever he wants. He obviously can shoot threes. He can drive. He can pass. I mean, what can he do? We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star.
First of all, could y'all keep it down back there? I'm trying to listen to Joe Lacob talk. Making all kinds of noise, squeaking and yelling. How about that sentence at the very end? We think we have a future all-star in Brandon Pajemski.
Well, he was last year. He was there for the Futures game, the rookie soft game. So maybe he's talking about that again. Like he'll be back at the all-star game this year in that same sort of setting. Is he a future all-star? That always, to me, is more cliche than reality.
We've been doing it with Kuminga for 2 years.
Many people have, but I have not, because I understand the reality of the All-Star game. And if you want to go back 10 years and look at the number of different players who've made All-Star games, I would bet it's fewer than 50. It might be around 50. You're talking about 24 individuals a year times 10 games. That's 240 All-Star spots over the past 10 years, and a lot of these guys have been to all 10.
Okay.
So to crack that code, to get into that group, is extraordinarily difficult.
It is very difficult. You're not wrong. Can we go through a little exercise together?
We shall.
Okay. And 888-957-9570. Pajemski, future all-star. Your thoughts.
Yay or nay.
All right.
Weigh in. Or even this, who makes an all-star game first?
Pajemski or Kuminga?
I was going to go Kuminga or Pajemski, alphabetical, okay. But
well, here's
this
one
is
thing.
Me talking too much. I'll lay out.
I thought we were talking to you at 9.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
I do. Can I say something? I don't like the way this offseason is pitting Pajemski and Kuminga against each other. I don't like that. It's organic. I understand why we're there. But does everybody feel that and hear that? It's accidental. I know it's not intentional, but it's happening and I don't like it. Part of it is because, well, which one would you stick in a marketing deal? Who am I giving up first? And so now we're taking these two teammates who are the two best young assets the Warriors have. And in a perfect world, they both stay on the Warriors. But organically, we have tripped and we have fallen into a situation where we are pitting Pajemski and Kuminga against one another, comparing, contrasting, and picking which one is better, or which one has a better future. And they both have an incredibly bright future, and they both have a very strong present, by the way. Here's the exercise. This is interesting, I think, and it is courtesy of Director of Sports Lucas Alexander. Look at this. I'm not going to name the player. Let's call him Player A. Pajemski in one column, Player A in the other column. For both, these are their rookie year stats. Just their rookie year stats. Pajemski played in 74 games, Player A 73.
Pajemski better.
Pajemski averaged 9.2 points per game, Player A 9.3.
Mm, score one for Player A.
All right. Rebounds per game, Pajemski 5.8, Player A 2.3.
Mm.
Assists per game, Pajemski 3.7, Player A 3.2. Steals per game, Pajemski 0.8, Player A 0.5. Blocks per game, Pajemski 0.2, Player A 0.1. They're both guards, so who cares about blocks? Field goal percentage, that matters. Pajemski 45.4, Player A 46.7. Pretty close. 3-point percentage, Player A 34.8. Pajemski 38.5. That's strong.
Yeah.
Free throw percentage, Brandon wasn't the best there. 63.3 for Brandon.
Yikes.
Player A, 72.5.
63%? I didn't realize it was that low.
All right. Who's Player A?
Man,
First of all, which player's better?
It's close, but it seems like Brandon was just slightly better. And I'll give him the nod on... Yeah. Well, again, rebounding is a weird one.
It is.
Because
he's phenomenal at it, though.
He's really good at it. He actually out-rebounded Jonathan Kuminga. Not to compare the two, but you and I in the green room before the show today, I pointed that out, and you gave me a look, and so I had to repeat it. And I think you said, yeah, I heard you, but I'm just trying to process it because it is surprising. Brandon's slightly better in his rookie year than Player A. I would say it was not a unanimous decision, to use boxing parlance, but a split decision, and I would give Brandon the nod over this mysterious Player A.
Again, just rookie year. And this is the hardest thing with both Pajemski and Kuminga, is to project. And I would argue that a lot of us are just, when it's a homegrown player and a drafted player, our projections are also filled with what we want them to be. Kuminga's going to be an MVP! Relax. Relax. I don't know. They're both 21 years old. So the only thing I'm sure of is that both of them are going to be better someday than they are now.
Yeah. Hopefully better this year.
And I'm already sure that both of them are good now. So, like, the only thing I'm firm on is that Pajemski and Kuminga are both NBA dudes. Like, they are players. They are going to stick. They are going to have long-term futures in this league, and they will be successful. How high does that bar go? That's where we don't know. And they're homegrown players, so therefore, all-stars. We think we have a future all-star. All right. But it is interesting, at the same position, largely, to go over the numbers that we just went over. And Pajemski sounds, at minimum, right in line with Player A. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Right in line with Player A. Player A is Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
How's that land with you?
If he continues on a trajectory that Jalen Brunson went on, then don't trade Brandon Pajemski.
Then you do have a future all-star.
Brunson this year, all-star, 28.7 a game. 28.7 for Brunson.
Yep.
And he shot 40% from three. And yeah, the first year he shot 35% his rookie year, and he's gotten significantly better since then. 28.7 a night. He's still not rebounding, but seven assists.
Yep.
If Pajemski becomes Jalen Brunson, wow.
And he affected winning. The Knicks started winning playoff series.
Right. And now they actually are building the team around Jalen Brunson.
Correct.
Julius Randle was out, and it didn't really seem to matter.
No.
And they won games anyway.
And he just took $156 million, and the world threw a party for him for being so kind.
Yeah, for taking a bargain.
Right,
exactly.
Right. So, like,
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I hope no one walks out of here and goes, hey, did you hear Willard and Dibbs today? They said that Brandon Pajemski is going to be Jalen Brunson. I'm not saying that, but I do find that, boy, fascinating. That's fascinating because that's what all of us are trying to do, is look at 21-year-old players and have some sort of a concept of where they're going. And then that can shade your opinion with regard to what the Warriors should or should not do with them. And how does that match up with Steph Curry? I mean, maybe the biggest point that I haven't really heard anyone make, including me, because I've made the opposite and I could be very wrong. When we talk about, oh, you got to maximize the rest of Steph Curry's career. You got to put people around him. Can we just for a second, what if 2 of the people that they do need to put around Steph Curry, what if they are Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski? What if their timeline is quicker than we realize? What if, oh, the Warriors got to get younger? What if it's them?
What if they already are younger?
What if they take another big leap? Kuminga already took one. And I'd argue Pajemski did too, because he's a college player and then made the all-rookie team. What if both of them take another big step forward this year?
But then you've got action. Then you have action, and then you don't even have to really worry about the Lauri Markkanen quest between now and August 6th, and maybe you end up adding something else at the deadline, and maybe your team is more well-rounded than you think. And I think internally, if you have your owner saying these things about Brandon Pajemski and you see that Jonathan Kuminga took that third-year leap, and young players usually do get better. They don't often get worse. So if Kuminga gets even better from last year, TJD at 24, I think, is already a pretty well-rounded younger player. And you add in the 3 vets that you did, combined with if you get Wiggins to actually be Wiggins again, you may be onto something there.
Well, and now,
and that's not too many ifs.
No. Look, they're both good players. It's just, are they ready to really affect winning late
that's
in
a
season?
Phrase.
That's what I think. And the reason for many of you, because I know the popularity contest that we play, and I know that Jonathan Kuminga flies. And so those of us who are watching the NBA for entertainment, Kuminga, I was struck yesterday. Steiny and Guru are having a conversation about Jonathan Kuminga. And Guru says to Steiny, like, what does Kuminga need to get better at? And then Steiny went on a list that essentially covered almost everything that an NBA player does. He goes, terrible off-ball defender. He doesn't rebound. He did call him. He says his basketball IQ needs to get better. As far as the way that he approaches the offense and defense, the spacing, where to be, how, like, what if we flip the question? And I do think this is important. What does Jonathan Kuminga do well? What, like right now, what looks high level NBA. What does he do well?
Well, he attacks the basket.
Attacks the basket.
In the half court and in transition. I think that he is adept at creating his own shot with, you know, going left or going right. He's getting better at that.
Getting better. I don't think that's a finished product at all, but go ahead.
No, I think that he has the ability to get to the foul line, which nobody else on this team can do.
That's a very good point.
He is a good on-ball defender.
Yep, and most of the time, yes.
I think so.
Him and Wiggins are both inconsistent defensively.
Yes, but I don't think that he's good at the point of attack on the ball, but he can defend on the ball, off the ball, something he still needs to work on. But yep. Those would be the areas. I think his athleticism is unlike almost any player in the association. And, you know, those are things. I think his shot, his jumper, his wetter, as Kalena would call it, is developing. He's got a lot of work still to do on his outside shot, but I do think that he's now in the half court able to create his own shot much more often.
It's funny. I think sometimes we look at players and we're into the game. We're watching the game, right? You know, Orlando's in town or Memphis is in town. You're watching the game. And so you just get caught up in the flow of what's going on and your perceptions come out and you got to check them against stats. You got to check them against reality. I didn't realize, quite frankly, a lot of the year that Brandon Pajamski was hitting threes at a 38-39% clip. That's for a rookie. That's phenomenal.
Impressive.
That is phenomenal. And Jonathan Kuminga, who came into the league so raw, and we're looking at him all offseason working on that outside J. And then we get to the season and we're like, you know what? It's better. Like he can shoot the three. And he's shooting 32% from three. That's significant. I know that a lot of people, that's one stat. Look, neither one of you are centers. Neither one of you are back-to-the-basket players. Okay? In the NBA, 2024, if you would like to be a scoring guard or wing, you got to shoot the three. That's my opinion. You have got to at least have that threat to where the defense is going to run at you when you're going to shoot a three. I wonder if you notice that Jonathan still, a lot of times, he gets the Draymond treatment when he's about to shoot a three. The defender looks at him and goes, we'll take that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. I like our chances.
Yeah. Now that's not okay. And that's going to make Kuminga's ability to drive by people much harder. That has to get to 35% or north.
He was 37% the year before, almost on identical number of attempts.
Really? That's fascinating. I would have thought it was more attempts.
Well, I looked it up because his first year, he was 50 of 149. Second year, 54 for 146. Third year, 53 for 165.
Interesting. Okay.
So almost identical.
It's about the same.
Last year, he made one fewer in 16 more attempts. So the percentages are a little bit skewed because he only shoots about two threes a game.
Yep.
But to your point, that needs to be a little bit higher, 37, 38. The player I keep thinking of with Jonathan Kuminga, and I don't know if this is his ceiling, but I think this is his next level of, can Jonathan Kuminga this year be Kyle Kuzma? Can you be a player who, and Kuzma doesn't impact winning because his team doesn't win, but he tries to impact winning. And I look at Kuzma last year and he averaged 22 a night and he had 6.5 rebounds. The shooting percentages are about the same, 46 from the floor, 34 from three. But that to me is kind of the next stop for Kuminga. He's going to be asked to do more this year, higher volume scorer. Can he be a guy to get you 22-6?
Yeah, I would love for all of that to, again, those are the stats. I'll buy that. Kuzma's a better scorer right now than Kuminga. If he can take that leap, that's great. But I want, and this is, I think this is the phrase that pays when it comes to these two players. It is well-rounded. That's the phrase. If anybody out there is sitting here today going, why on earth would Utah want Pajemski and not Kuminga? Why on earth is Pajemski getting this hype train right now from the team? Why did Steve Kerr play him constantly? but at times have a hard time putting Kuminga into the game. What's that about? And for me, that's the phrase, well-rounded. You know, the idea that Pajemski out-rebounded Kuminga. Things like that. The analytics of the game will suggest that Brandon, while nowhere near as athletically gifted, nowhere near as raw talented as Jonathan Kuminga, he walked into the NBA and can do more things at an NBA level than Jonathan can. Jonathan does a few things at a much higher level.
Of course.
But, you know, which one do you put your chip in? I'd love to put it into both, you know, but which one, if you're like, what's the sure thing for high-level NBA play going forward? I understand someone who right now would answer Pajemski.
What's the whole idea about ceiling and floor? You know, because the ceiling for Kuminga is higher, but the floor for Pods right now
is
also higher.
I agree.
So it just depends on how you want to look at it. And also the contractual situation, because Pods has 3 more years of team control. Kuminga's only got 1. So at the end of this upcoming year, assuming they don't extend him, the Warriors have to make a decision on if they want to keep him and just how much that's going to cost them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.